A clear cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the 20s and some lower 30s. And with full sunshine expected today, temperatures will rebound quickly back through the 30s and 40s, and in most cases through the 50s and into the lower to mid 60s on average for daytime highs. High pressure overhead will gradually slide off the eastern seaboard, producing a return southerly flow, so temperatures will go above average, but the wind will also increase at times, gusting over 30 miles per hour during the afternoon. So there might be a little bit of a chill in the air when the wind is blowing. However, that sun should offset the chill and produce a nice afternoon. Skies will be partly cloudy overnight as the next system approaches from the west. Temperatures will drop back into the lower 40s tonight as the clouds thicken towards sunrise. We will see some sunshine to start the day on Wednesday, but clouds will quickly win out, and there is the chance of a few scattered showers during the middle and latter portion of the afternoon as a cold front slowly approaches from the west. A wave of low pressure along the front from the Appalachians will track in our direction, producing a steadier rain Wednesday evening and after dark. High temperatures ahead of this front will reach to about 60 on Wednesday afternoon. Rain is likely overnight Wednesday night as that wave of low pressure continues its approach from the south and west. Gradually, as the wave passes to our east and north, colder air will start to flow in on Thursday morning. So we'll have a cold rain for a while on Thursday before we see the precipitation mix with and eventually even change to some wet snow, first across the higher terrain north and west of the area, and then gradually across the remainder of the region. Just how much precipitation is left when the temperatures get cold enough will determine how much, if any, accumulating snow we get during Thursday evening before precipitation winds down. Either way, it'll be cold to round out the week on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, and highs only in the mid-30s before bouncing back into the lower to mid-50s for Saturday and Easter Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system and a potent cold front sweeping across the central and eastern U.S. over the next couple of days will cause a host of weather hazards both ahead and behind it. As the deep surface low moves across south central Canada, the tight pressure gradient will lead to continued high winds for the northern and central portions of the Rockies and Plains. The winds will exceed 60 miles per hour and could lead to downed power lines. Ahead of the front, well above normal temperatures and dry weather will continue to combine with the high winds and create dangerous fire weather. A large critical risk of fire weather is in place from the Storm Prediction Center, along with red flag warnings widespread across the plains toward the Mississippi Valley. High wind warnings and wind advisories are also in effect for many areas. The fire weather threat will shift to Southern California, the Southwest, and the Southern High Plains over the next 24 hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with clear skies and 15 degrees with a west wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 20, 74% relative humidity, west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.38 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, Boston sunny and breezy near 60, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 43 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 39, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 8/10 of an inch for the month, and 54.1 inches for the season, which is 3.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 86, set in 1986, and the record low, 7, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then clouds with showers developing in the afternoon near 60. Rain on Wednesday night. More rain on Thursday morning, mixing with and eventually changing some wet snow from northwest to southeast. Temperatures holding in the 30s on Thursday. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cold mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the lower 50s. And on Sunday in the mid-50s on Easter. And a mix of sun and clouds on Monday as well, with highs pushing into the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.